And the Spirit of God was doing exactly what he was sent to do. And he's here to glorify Jesus in our midst. For he shall receive a mind. Are you hearing me? He shall receive a mind. Glory to God. He shall receive a mind and shall show it unto you. So he want me to show some of his unto you today.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep going. All things. How many things? I want you to keep in mind that the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming is to glorify Jesus. He didn't come to glorify himself. He didn't come to talk of himself. He here to talk the Father, language, and the Son. And he's just as much one with them as Jesus with the Father, and Father with Jesus. He one with them. All things, Jesus said. Do you understand when he said all things? All things that the Father has are mine. I want you to see this. If everything God has is mine, and I'm joined to Jesus, you're joined to Jesus, we make up the body of Christ, right? Then that means everything the Father has are yours.
Amen.
I have a right to it. Well, why am I not walking in this, or why don't I have possession of it? Why? All right. If I would go to the Oklahoma Bank, this uptown, I guess that's what they call it. Oklahoma Bank, this uptown. Make a deposit and I get your name. Make a deposit and open up an account. And I say I put $20,000 in there. And you going along through the day, boy, if I had this, I could get this, I could do it. I need this. But it only costs $500, but I just don't have it. And you go another week. You go another month. You go a year. You say, boy, I sure could use some extra money. Why aren't you using it? I said, why are you not using that money? It's in your account. I just opened it up and put it in there. You know that's the way we have treated Jesus. He just told you. He just told you. But we had not paid him any attention or took him serious. He said, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, Holy Spirit said, therefore said I, therefore said I, that he shall do what? That y'all gonna read with me?
Take a mind.
Therefore he shall do what?
Take a mind
and do what?
Show it unto
you. How is he gonna show it to you? Won't ever open up the book.
Come on. All right,
you won't ever read. But you can watch Matlock.
Come on.
How many times Matlock told you open to the Bible to, like I'm telling you, and turn to such and such a chapter and verse and read, and Jesus said this to you? How many times Matlock told you that? Well, why are you spending so much time with it? Now, he just told you what he would do. But you know what? Because we're so religiously brainwashed, we don't pay any mind. When we read, we don't believe he's going to tell us nothing. Too many of us. But I come to wake you up and tell you, you got everything. There's nothing you need or want or desire that you don't have it. It's already been provided. It's yours at this moment right now and been yours. Hallelujah. And we let these kind of dumb thoughts in our mind, we got to try to qualify to get it. I don't have what it takes to get it. I'm too little. I'm too small. I'm too this. I'm too that. You were qualified when you got born again. All you need to do is go to school like they will teach you when you first enter school. When I first... They told me there were eight, how many parts of speech? Eight parts. Am I right? Eight parts of speech. And then it tells you how to conjugate a verb. Why don't some of us conjugate verbs? You know why you don't do it? You don't know how. Is it available to you? Yes. I bet you every one of us in here, if I bet you, I don't know if I should say I bet, but I bet you, I'm saying that again. Probably every one of y'all know how to, I pull up a cell phone, you know what to do, get. You know why you can handle that cell phone? Because you're interested in it. That's what you're interested in. Here's God is telling us, I got everything. He said everything the Father has is mine. He made you one with him, and you have access. I'm going to give you another scripture. Romans chapter, let's see if I am right. Romans chapter 8, 17. Let me see if I'm right for what have you turned there. Yeah, if you can put up Romans chapter 8 and verse 17. I'm coming back. I hadn't left it. All things the Father has are mine. Am I communicating this morning? And if children... then heirs of God, and joint heir with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be what? Also glorified together. What did Jesus pray in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John? Father, glorify me again with the same glory I had with thee. Did God glorify him again? Amen. I just read in Ephesians chapter 1 where God raised him from the dead and did what? Set him at his own right hand where? In heavenly places. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name. Did I just read that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, then he been glorified. You can't get no higher than that. And my point is that Jesus been glorified. And we were, when he got glorified, we were glorified together. You can't glorify, how many of you, when y'all go take a bath, you just wash your head and that's all? You just stick your head in the water and then you come out and say, I done had my bath. No, you know good and well. My point is, when you get involved in these things, your whole body is involved.
Yeah,
what happened to your head? When you eat, your head gives instruction, but your whole body is involved in that eating.